I mean, people think I got four sharks.
I think you got two.
Jim Lewis is sworn to secrecy. There's a crowd of family and friends at a law office in a Wilmington high-rise, but only Lewis knows what's about to happen. He's also wearing scrubs and a long white lab coat.
Is this what you wore in the show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's what I wore in the show. The Wall Doctor. Look at that,
Harry. Wall RX is the name of the product. It starts with a plastic disc ranging from 1 to 4 inches in size that you put over a hole in the wall.
And then there's this other, like plastery type stuff, and you peel that off and you stick it over the disc.
You let it sit for a day or two, sand it down.
And then you're done. You just paint over it.
So tell me who you are again.
I am Veronica Lane, and I am the wall nurse.
She's the model from the demo video. Lewis is up by a big TV over a long conference table that's covered in sandwich fixings. It's just a few minutes now till his pre-recorded appearance hits the airwaves.
Okay, but I'm still feeling a little nervous now because I'm not sure what they're going to include and what they're going to take out.
The story of Wall Doctor RX all starts about 3 years ago, around Christmas. Lewis was carrying an artificial tree out of the basement when he heard a scream. His daughter had tripped. A minor scrape, but when he rushed upstairs, the tree had fallen and lodged itself into a newly refinished wall.
After my daughter injured her knee, I kind of put the two together. If you can fix skin and you can fix a hole in the leg, then why can't you fix a wall the same way?
It cost over $300 for a handyman to fix it. Lewis says that's when his science background kicked in.
I was trying to create essentially a Band-Aid for a wall.
Lewis is familiar with wounds. He's a longtime forensic pathologist who worked as a medical examiner in Philadelphia and South Jersey.
There's an underbelly in society that most people do not know about. And I would suggest they don't know about. Leave it alone. Live your happy life because it's pretty horrible.
He says he's seen and learned a lot from 18 years on the job. Helping people with their walls isn't medicine, but it's still helping.
I'm always patching up things, trying to fix holes. Gunshot wound holes to hammer holes.
It took Lewis just over 400 versions to get it just right, especially the goopy compound that makes it stick.
This is patch number 402. I think it's working. It's working. It's working. It worked. Dear, I don't have to hit any more holes in our garage wall. I've done it.
So he gets a patent. An enthusiastic pitch gets him linked up with a well-connected lawyer, which then gets him a meeting with Lowe's Home Improvement. For the last year, Wall RX has been in every Lowe's in the country. Lewis says 90,000 units have sold, which brings us back to his appearance in front of the cutthroat investors in the Shark Tank.
Okay.
During his 10-minute segment, Lewis did a demonstration.
First, you need a hole.
Drop some numbers.
What is your gross sales?
Our gross sales was $600,000.
And fielded offers from four of the five sharks.
Those are your options. What is your decision?
It looked dicey for a minute, but in the end, Lewis paired off with one investor who put up $150,000 for the foreign rights to Wall RX.
Let's do it.
I'm there. Let's do it. I'm there, man.
Do I hear a yes?
Yes.
Did that backfire? What happened?
In this show, there was a lot that they had to cut out. I was in front of the shark for approximately an hour and a half.
Lewis still can't spill the beans on everything that really happened until Shark Tank says he can. There may be another deal inked off screen, who knows? But if the response so far is any indication, Lewis's leap from the morgue to the business world could be a real breakthrough. For The Pulse, I'm Zach Seward.